So for those who have the book, we are at page 97, more or less there. So previously we went through up to this part, that in reality there's no sentient being that is being liberated. So in the Buddhist tradition, many times there are such statements that can be quite confusing. How can we say that there's no sentient beings being liberated? Surely there are sentient beings being liberated. Otherwise, isn't the Bodhisattvas doing a futile job? Or is the Bodhisattva even doing anything? So, in the Diamond Sutra, when we look at this, actually the sutra itself has the answer. So the Buddha then, in a way, answer the question. 何以故? How is this so? 须菩提, 若菩萨有我相人相众生相受者相即非菩萨. So here, 食物众生得度得灭度者. So, if you recall earlier, Anthony asked the question about the flowers, the sight, and so on and so forth. So I mentioned many different levels. At the later level, then it is that the person who is a cultivator sees clearly that, not to mention to be attached to the or to indulge in the flowers, the smell or the sight of the flowers, but the cultivator even see that flower is just a concept. Flower is a fabrication. So if even flowers is a fabrication, is a concept of the mind, then how about sentient beings? So this is the angle. And so link to the second part, 若菩萨有我相人相众生相受者相即非菩萨. So 我相人相众生相受者相, so this is a verse that in this first instance it appears throughout the whole sutra. You see this repeating. And these four, 我相人相众生相受者相, are four different angles of the self, of the perception of the self. So here the Buddha's reply is that if a person, or a bodhisattva were to have that kind of grasping on to the perception of a self, then this person, that means, have not truly understood the teachings of no self or emptiness. In which case, how can this person be liberating sentient beings? If this person is liberating sentient beings, then surely would see that the so-called self or being, self, person, or being, is actually just a fabrication. So ironically, because the person sees so, then the person can liberate sentient beings. And because the person is, he who is able to so-called liberate sentient beings, would see that there's no sentient being per se that is liberated. So is there a sentient being listening to this? Is there anyone listening to this? This is a difficult question to answer. If you answer yes, that means you didn't listen. If you answer no, that means you are not listening. So, Jialan, say yes or say no. So, over here, my teacher further highlights. So last week, I read part of it. 十无众生得灭度者的观法。Yeah, so in fact, this is this according to my teacher is actually a contemplation angle. Yeah, so it is a 观法, a method of contemplation. Yeah, so my teacher says 应该要再讲一讲. Yeah, so we should he should explain further. So 第一种观法, have I gone through this part? Let me see. Not yet. So 第一种观法, the first type. So earlier pages, there's also 第一第二, that's 第一心第二心. Can you all remember last week? Yeah. So here is 第一种观法. That means this verse itself, there are many different ways of contemplation. The first one is what? 佛法分三世. Yeah. So the Buddha Dharma, yeah, the Buddha Dharma, the Buddha's teaching, can be categorized into three time periods. 过去式、现在式、未来式. Yeah, so this way of categorization is a very Chinese way of categorization or a very modern way of categorization. 过去、现在、未来. So, 过去现在未来 So, this is the past, this is the present, and this is the future. So, this way of categorizing time is a very modern thing. In the sutta, if you look at most of the sutta, then it is 过去、未来、现在. But what about this? So, 若以今天为现在来说, so if we consider today as the present, yeah, 过去我也是有生命的. Yeah, so, we in the past, I'm sort of paraphrasing some parts to be relevant to all of you. Because here, 过去我也是有生命的. Yeah, more correctly is, the self in the past, the self in the past also has life. Yeah? 未来我还是有生命的. So, in future, there's also the life. Yeah? The self also has a life. Yeah? 站在今天的角度来看过去. Yeah? So, based on today, we look at the past. Yeah? 过去的生命已死. So, our life in the past has passed away.Can you understand? Yeah. So, 所以过去的生命又如虚空. So, our life in the past is just like the empty space. Yeah, don't exist anymore. 又如虚空. 无色受想行识. No five aggregates. As far as the past is concerned, no more.No more five aggregates of the past existing. Mm-hmm. 以今天来看未来, yeah, based on today, if we look into the future, 未来的生命还没有成就. Our life in future has not been established yet. Yeah, has not arisen yet. Yeah. 因为因缘没有和合。Because the conditions are not complete yet. Yeah? Incomplete conditions. So the future hasn't arisen. Of course, as we speak, the future becomes now. Yeah? So the future, yeah? Haven't arisen. So, 故未来的生命也犹如虚空。故, yeah? Henceforth, because of that, because of what? Because the future haven't been established. So the future life is also like the empty space, yeah, non-existence. Yeah, non-existence. So up to this point, yeah, you think about it, the present, looking at the past, then as far as the I in the past has already, is as good as dead already. So no five aggregates, no forms, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. The five skandhas don't exist. If you think about it, there was a senior monk from Sri Lanka. He once made a very interesting comment that left a very deep impression in me. He said, "What is no self? The 5-year-old you, that 5-year-old boy, where's that boy now?" In some talks, you hear me say this before. It's actually from that talk he gave. Or rather, it's not even a talk. It was actually a conversation, because I was resident here, and then every year he will come by, give some talks, and he will stay here. He know Bhante for many years. They are Dhamma friends for many years. So in one of the chit-chat, he mentioned this. Where is that young boy? Where is he now? He's gone. That Bhante Somaloka, also very senior, he don't know my teacher. My teacher don't know him. But the description, similar. So you think about it. Yeah. The you, when you are 5-year-old, as good as dead, it's gone. Don't exist anymore. No more conditions for that. Yeah, up to this point, can I appreciate it? Sometimes we are, "Oh yeah, that person died. Oh, actually, every day a part of us die. Every day we are going through birth and death. Later on, when class is over, like now, for us, our life in BL still continue. The rest die already. From this place, they have perished. They don't exist anymore. And now they are reborn somewhere else. Maybe reborn in a char kway teow store. Reborn eating char kway teow. And then from this present moment, present day, we look into the future. Similarly, the future I, the future you, the future self hasn't come about. No conditions yet. And because of that, then it's just like the empty space, void, don't exist. You rule Shi Kong. So this is where it becomes interesting. If from the past looking at the present, okay? 如果过去看现在, 现在就是未来, then the present is the future. Then how? 未来的身体就是现在的身体. Yeah. So this future entity with respect to the past is the future. Yeah. Is the present. Yeah. 因为生命 也是如虚空. Oh, sorry. 因为生命还没有成就, 也是如虚空. Miss up one verse. The first part, easy to understand. Second part, a bit interesting. So let me repeat that. 如果在过去看现在, 现在也是未来. So this is the future with respect to the past, right? So 未来的身体就是现在的身体. So this future is actually the present, yeah? Then what happened? 因为生命还没有成就. Well, this part may be a bit difficult to understand. Here it says, 因为生命还没有成就. So with respect to the past, this life also haven't established. 也是犹如虚空. And so even this present is also void. So just listen first. 如果以未来看现在的身体就是过去了，这身体也是犹如虚空。 Tomorrow, when you look at today, today is just void also. Yesterday, looking at today, today is void. Understand? This is what it's saying. So, now, you think about when we first started, when I first started reading this verse, that you, where is that you now? The problem is, in this case, it's maybe a bit harder. Because in this case, we say, Sifu, your specs got problem. You cannot see us, man. I'm sitting here. That's the problem. But that you, that me, that you, me, self, that actually don't exist anymore. The one that was listening to the first verse, the one that just now was sitting down, Namo Bansi Sijia Muni Fo, that don't exist anymore. And that, looking at now, this don't exist. In fact, although we all know that we are having the Diamond Sutra flash, right? But do you know that this is how it's going to happen? You know? Do you know that this is how it's going to happen? Shouldn't know. If you know, stay back a little. We need to have a discussion. Time traveler. Yeah, we don't know. I also don't know. So, with respect to the past, just 15 minutes ago, this is also void. Yeah. And now, with respect to this present, the past is void already. Yeah.
What does this mean in the context of this?
Yeah, jumping the gun. So, 若以未来看现在的身体, yeah. So this is explaining 食物众生的密度者. This is the verse. This is the verse. Just now. Did you hear the explanation I gave earlier?
Yes, I did.
About this?
No,
this part.
The four angles of perspective
itself. Uh-huh. So, what is your question again? How is that?
Why would talking about the time-to-time, moment-to-moment one.
Uh-huh.
How does it apply to this context?
Well, there's a what?
Is life worth it then?
I don't see why that is a question.
What is the thing that we are clinging on to because if you're always establishing on the past and the past is what the world is gone, then what is it that we are?
What is what?
If the if the past is gone, if the past is void, the moment is gone, then what is it that we are looking for or that we are basing on?
So that's your question.
Yeah. The application to life.
Yeah, but that was not your original question. Your original question was, what is the relevance?
I have two parts of the question.
Well, my teacher is trying to explain this part. It's a whole paragraph. We are two thirds through.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you follow through what I've been highlighting, this is talking about no self. So that is the relevance. Yeah. So,若以未来看现在的身体，就是过去了. Yeah. So future looking at present. Yeah. 这身体也是如虚空。啊，这样观察，过去也是空的，现在也是空的，未来也是空的. Yeah. 都像虚空似的. Yeah. So this is one angle. To look at the past, look at the present, and look at the future, that with respect to time, yeah, from different time period, then each of these are respectively void or empty. Here the kong is more, broadly speaking, is more shi kong, is actually void. Yeah. But usually in the Dhamma Sutra series, whenever we talk about Shi Kong, it's like Yu Ru Shi Kong. You almost never see 就是 Shi Kong. It's always Yu Ru Shi Kong. Yeah. So the context here is the description of empty space. Yeah, it's used to bring out the principle of emptiness. So, for example, table is empty. Yeah, it is void of tableness. Wood does not have any tableness in it. But because it is void of tableness, it can become a table, it can become a chair, it can become anything made of wood. So the parallel here to the Shi Kong, the empty space, is this is the way, the classical way, that emptiness is usually being explained. Okay? That just as this empty space here, yeah, there's nothing here. Because there's nothing here, so you can put a book here. A book can exist in the space. When there are conditions, a book can arise here. When there are no conditions, then the space is restored without any change to the space. Can you understand? So this is the classical approach to explaining emptiness. Yeah, that you will find very common in the Chinese texts. Not that you will find in Pali texts, because usually Pali texts don't talk about emptiness. So up to this point, any everybody on the same page? Okay.
若想要知道食物众生可度的话,
so the first opening verse, 食物众生得灭度者. Yeah, so then talk about the 观法. Then, 佛法分三世. So right at the start, my teacher highlighted, which I read to you also, that can be split into three parts, yeah, in terms of time. Then using this time difference, we can do a contemplation of how the self at all the times, with respect to other times, are actually void, are actually empty. Yeah. Then here, in this final line, that my teachers highlight. 若想要知道十无众生可度者，可度的话，So if you want to know, how is it that there is really no sentient beings that can be liberated? Yeah, that is liberated. Yeah, if you want to know this, then what must you do? 静坐的时候，先坐如是观。So when you meditate, then you do this contemplation. Now, let me put a caveat enter here. It doesn't mean you go back, you sit for 5 minutes, then you do this, then after that, next week you come back. 师父, doesn't work. Yeah. Because if you think about it, sometimes when people learn about emptiness, yeah, or maybe Mahayana teachings, then we may have an idea like, yeah, Mahayana, very, very cheap, very complicated. Do one. But if you think about it, the three characteristics, the three universal characteristics, anicca, dukkha, anatta, yeah, impermanence, suffering, no self. Let's leave no self alone, because this part is actually still about no self. Let's leave no self alone. Let's leave suffering alone. Because we usually think that we know suffering. But actually, the first noble truth of suffering is actually the tough part. Let's just look at about impermanence. Do we actually do enough contemplation on impermanence such that we really see impermanence? Yeah. Actually, we don't. Yeah. Not sufficient. Superficially, we can know about impermanence. Yeah. Until it's too late, until it's too gone, then we know. Until what come up, oh, impermanence. Then we dye the hair, then we forget about it. Still young again. Yeah. Until the eye, the wrinkles come out, then we, oh, SK2, no more impermanence. Yeah. If we were to really observe impermanence, then it is regularly observation. Observing that even as a thought arises, that the overall aggregation of aggregates have changed. You know? Not to mention, or have psychic powers see the body changing. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But to observe that when we say the I, even as a fleeting thought passed by, that's it. That is transient already. Yeah, that the so-called I, if we say I is the mental constructs, the body and so on, even when you have the perception of impermanence, that itself is impermanent. Even as you have a thought, aha, I know impermanence. That is impermanence also, to regularly and continually observe this. Yeah. So, the trouble is, actually, even for impermanence, we don't really do this. So much, much more for emptiness, if we don't do the regular ones, conceptually, maybe we can understand also. But haven't truly penetrated. How do we know the difference? The difference is, when we truly penetrate, then you find that you can cut away, you can mitigate defilements. That means, like, in our mind, oh, we learn, anger is not good. Okay. Greed is not good. Delusion is not good. Defilements is not good. But when defilements arise, do we think it's not good? We think we are right. I have the right to be angry. But if we were to do the contemplation, yeah, observe impermanence, and really penetrate, then at least for that moment, for that few seconds, we immediately see the problem with our current state. Immediately, no problem. Your defilements have no control over you. This is a mark. This is a sign that you can look up for. Not the, oh, when you meditate, then you see this, you hear that. No. That one, that is, I mean, that's also sign lah. Not bad also lah. Rather than people sit them pu ki bo yen now. Yeah. But the real sign is when you see the mark of, when you see the Dhamma, and it actually cuts through your habits. Now, that is a very crucial sign. Yeah. This is a paraphrase of what my teacher teaches. Yeah. 你要观到有力量, 什么是有力量? You have power. 能够调伏烦恼, 能够断烦恼, 明知为有力量。 烦恼不能阻碍你, the defilements cannot obstruct you. You want to learn Dhamma, you can learn Dhamma. You want to be happy, you can be happy. You don't get disturbed, agitated by your defilements.
I want to offer another perspective. Let's say if your practice, if your habit is actually to swallow anger.
Hang on. You need to, if you have a comment, you raise your hand, then I address you, then you. Otherwise, everybody, then we will spend one whole hour on many things. Yeah. So over here, 若想要知道食物众生可度的话, yeah. So if you want to know how that is possible, because by right, with our normal perception, there's you, there's him, there's all the, so many people. Yeah. Bodhisattvas is supposed to liberate sentient beings. Then the sutra says, Su Zhong Sen Da Mie Du Zai. So my teacher says, if you want to know how this is possible, when we meditate, we need to first and foremost do this contemplation. Do this contemplation. 第二种观法,一切法都是因缘有的. So the second type of contemplation. Those of you who have attended the Heart Sutra class, this will be something more familiar. The first approach, yeah, to contemplate Yu Ru Shi Kong, you only hear me mention in passing. Yeah. I seldom use that the first approach. I usually use the second approach. So the second approach, 一切法都是因缘有的. So all Dhamma, all phenomena are dependent on conditions to exist. Yeah, 因缘有. 因缘有. So, 因缘有 is also known as 缘起有. So, this yo exists, yeah, or existence. So existence yo versus kong wu. Yeah. So this yo is referring to how does things exist, because the statement is 一切法. All phenomena, all things. Yeah. Are we saying that all things don't exist? Yeah, no. All things do exist. How do they exist? Dependent on conditions. Yeah. So, 因缘有就是自性空. My teacher, straightforward. Just straight away, 因缘就是自性空. Yeah, but Dhamma Sutra is, those in the class when we are attending the Dhamma Sutra, usually have some background idea. So this is 自性空. So this is empty of self-nature. So this whole thing together is what we call emptiness. Yong 自性空观, 观察这身体是毕竟空. So this part needs a bit of explanation also. So 用自性空观. So if you contemplate how this body is empty of inherentness, empty of any intrinsic characteristics. If it's empty of any inherentness or intrinsic characteristics, then can it still exist apart from conditions? Can? Cannot. So ultimately, it will tend towards void. Hence is 毕竟空. So 毕竟空 is ultimately void. So this 空 here is actually void. So last week you may remember I mentioned about the 空有两个意, 一个是无, 一个是无自性. The Chinese meaning is 无, which is void. But together, in some cases, then it actually means 无自性. Yeah, 无自性. So sometimes we hear 空无自性. So you can contemplate in this way. Yeah, contemplate that the body has no inherentness. And so, that being the case, it will tend towards being void. 缘起自性空，正确的理论即是。 So dependent arising and empty of self nature. 若再加以解释, 比如说这个房子, So example this house, this building. 在3年前这地方是空地。 Of course this is not a. So imagine you are at a place, and then like this place, maybe we say 300 years ago. Okay, assuming lah. Let's say 300 years ago or 3 years ago, maybe this place is not built. Then what happened? 怎么样有房子呢? So how is it that there's a house? 就是有设计的有投资的人, so there's someone who invests, 请建筑师规划, so invite the architect, and then you know they do some planning, so the blueprints are ready, then you submit to the authorities for approval. Once it's approved, then you start to do construction. Yeah, and up to today, then the whole place is being built. Yeah, so 到今天房子完全盖好了. 怎么样有的? So how is this building possible? How do we have this building? How did this Buddhist library come into existence? Yeah, this is how. Yeah, 因缘有的. Yeah. With the causes and conditions coming together, then there is this building. Is there a building that just that has no, that don't require the parts don't require someone to design, don't require construction. Yeah, one moment, empty space, the next moment, dong. Yeah, not to mention 10 stories, just one story. Even if it's just one story, you will make it to the news. Yeah, one moment, no building, the next moment, full building. No, no such a thing. 有这些因缘就有房子名为缘起有 yeah, so when there are all these conditions, then there is this house. This is called dependent arising existence. Dependent arising existence 缘起有. So earlier on talk about 自性空, here talking about 缘起有. So far can I understand? Quite straightforward lah. Who says emptiness is difficult? Huh? Not so difficult to understand, but not so easy to see. My teacher once explained, he said, the two schools, there are many schools in Buddhism. In our monastery, we learn two particular schools. One is Yogacara, the other one is Madhyamika. So for Yogacara school, he says, difficult to learn, easy to practice. Difficult to learn Yogacara because a lot of terms to remember. A lot of terms. Then Madhyamika school, the school of emptiness, easy to learn, difficult to practice. Easy to learn, ma? Just this, all the teachings surround these two verses. 缘起有自性空, 缘起有自性空. Not so difficult to understand, to learn, but to practice. To see it happening, oh, that one, that is not so easy. So, 那么有各式各样条件造成的房子, 怎么样称为自性空呢? Yeah, so, how about the house itself? With all these conditions coming together, how is it that we know it as emptiness? Again, those who attended Ha Sutra, this is a revision. Huh? Mm. 我们先解释自性. First, we explain what is self-nature. Yeah. So, this 自性, what is this? Yeah. Now explaining this. What is 自性? So, 不是因缘有, 不是由各式各样的条件造成的, 自己就有, 名为自信. Yeah. So, that which don't require conditions, exists by itself, yeah, independently, that is what is called self-nature. Yeah. More correctly, in English, it's actually just nature. Yeah. Nature is 自信. Yeah, but many times we translate as self-nature. Yeah, because sing also has that meaning. So far, so good? So, so 现在看看这缘起的房子是自己有的吗? So, look around this house. Is it existing by itself? Yeah. By itself, it come to be. Is it? Yeah. 若是自己有的,则不需要投资人做种种规划,由建筑公司来造. Yeah. If the house itself truly exists by itself, in other words, it is 有自信, then you don't need people to invest money, you don't need construction company to draw the blueprint, you don't need construction workers, site engineers, you don't need the QS, you don't need all these people, yeah, to come and make this happen. You don't need. Yeah. So, 若没有这么多因缘, 就有这个房子, 那就是有自信. 那就是自信有。If without all these conditions, somehow there's still this house. Then we say that this house has self-nature, has intrinsic characteristics. 这个字对他说, yeah, so the self, yeah, is as opposed to others. 因缘就是他, so the other is referring to the external conditions. The 自 is referring to the self. Yeah. So 有因缘而有, so it exists. Yeah, that thing itself is the 自, exists due to 他, exists due to other, which is the conditions. Yeah. 有因缘而有, 就是他有, 不是自有. 因缘有的东西, 他自己, 没有真实体性. Yeah. So that which is dependent on condition, it doesn't have its own essence. Yeah, 真实体性, it doesn't have any true essence, true nature by itself. 所以需要投资的人, 集合众多的因缘, so you, that's why this house require the investors to go and amass a lot of conditions, yeah, and so on and so forth. Yeah, 才能造出房子. Then you can build this house. And it's because the house is empty of inherent nature. Yeah. So it requires all these conditions. 如果本来就有了, 那何必费这么, 这个麻烦? Yeah. If it is something that exists by itself, yeah, then why go through all this trouble? Yeah, why go through all this trouble? 所以由因缘有的东西, 它自己本性是空, 它, 本身的, 本身是无所有的, yeah, so its nature itself is void, yeah, void of any inherent nature. Yeah, and its essence is body, yeah. But also, actually, that is immaterial. It depends on the external conditions to have its so-called body. Yeah, so here, this second contemplation uses a house. Yeah. Again, this is also quite a common example use. Yeah, because house, everybody can see. Yeah, and it feels so tangible. Yeah. But as tangible as it is, yeah, it is not inherent or substantial. This 说造出来的房子是有, 啊, 这是因缘有. So we say that the house that has been constructed do exist. 是有. Yeah. If you translate in a Singlish manner, then we say that the house that is constructed is have. but cannot say that. Say that then is too Singlish. Yeah. Because what it really means is that it exists. Not is have. Cannot say is have. Don't, if you are typing, don't type is have. I never say is have, okay? It's don't have. Yeah. 这是因缘有. Yeah. It exists. But what kind of existence? Yeah. It exists dependent on conditions. Yeah, exists with conditions. 不是自性有. It's not an existence that has its own nature. Not existing by itself. 不管是光也好, 石头, 木头, 各式各样是因缘, 都是因缘有的. 没有一法是自性有. Yeah, so even other objects like stone, wood, Yeah, even light. Oh, my, it's interesting that my teacher even mentioned about light. Yeah, all this are dependent on conditions to exist. Yeah, it doesn't exist with its own self nature. So, in the 因缘有的这个时候, 自性是空的. So, at this point, this because it's dependent on conditions, so it's empty. Yeah, its nature is empty. Yeah. So, I don't know whether this is clear to you. When something depends on, when something's existence depends on conditions, then of course we cannot say that its existence has its own nature. Because its existence, already we say, it depends on others. And hence we say it doesn't have any self-nature. 所以说它自性是空的. Another angle is that when you look at all the conditions, you look at the investor, you look at the construction company, you look at the rooms, the wall and so on, you look at the building material, do you see any house in them? You don't see any house in them. So all these things that are not of the nature of house, coming together, you have a house. Yeah. And so we say that such a house is empty of any nature, because that nature cannot be found anywhere in the constituent parts. It's so crazy. We are in a building, and yet you cannot find that building anywhere. You cannot find the nature of that building anywhere. Yeah, 观察时, 先观察, 每一法都是属于因缘. So when we are doing contemplation, go and observe that all the phenomena belong to conditions. Yeah, 是因缘有, that it exists due to conditions. 然后观察它自性空, then go and contemplate how they are empty of self-nature. Yeah. 自性空的时候也没有梁柱地板等什么都没有. Oh, this is a bit difficult. 无有烧法可得, 在自性空上房子是没有的. 这就是缘起自性空. Oh, this last part a bit more cheap. So when you contemplate in this way, contemplate that everything belongs to conditions and its existence is dependent on conditions, then you go and contemplate how it is empty of self-nature. So the conditions, yeah, all the materials don't have any houseness. So in which case, what happened? 自性空的时候, so when you go and look for the house in the parts, you cannot find the house, isn't it? Can you find the room or the house in the parts? So interesting, within each part you cannot find the house. Together there seem to be a house. So within the parts, as you are observing, contemplating on the parts, you don't see the house. This is what is meant by 在自性空上房子是没有的. Because my teacher here, he added another layer. 也没有梁柱地板等. This is another layer to contemplate. That even the parts itself, we even when we break down the first layer, we think, oh, there's the beam, there's the pillar, beam is horizontal, then pillar, there's the wall, there's the floor. Yeah. But when you really go and look at even individual parts, they are also dependent on conditions. Yeah. So when you contemplate on even the emptiness of the floor, you cannot find any flawness. Understand? And if even the floor, the wall, the pillar, the beam, and so on, yeah, has no self nature, then where do you find the house? So when you contemplate in this way, then the conclusion, yeah, 在自性空上, yeah, within emptiness, 房子是没有的, there's no house. 原始的房子有, 性空的房子没有, 没有这样的, 没有房子。 自性空里没有房子，为什么？ 房子是自性空的。 Within emptiness, no house, no house, no house nature. Yeah. But the house, you cannot say it doesn't exist. When there are conditions, it exists.
观察房子是缘起自性空，观察人也是自性空，不管男人女人都是缘起自性空，自性空中没有男人没有女人没有美没有丑，没有也没有如意不如意的事情，都是无有少法，都是无所有的。
So, in the process of contemplation, we usually start with immaterial things. So in the Heart Sutra, I also go in that order. Yeah, 人事物, so we start with 人. Yeah, oh, no, start with 物. Yeah, material things already. Yeah. Why? Because so that you can understand the principles clearly. And once you know the principle, then you apply it, the same principle, onto 人 and 事. 人也是自性空, 物, 这个事也是自性空, 人也是自性空. But my teacher just, in one line, lists out so many things. Yeah, to penetrate into all this, it'll take a while. Don't go back and then, 好来, 关人也是自性空, 5 minutes, cannot leh. Yeah, 不管男人女人都是缘起自性空, but check, still man leh, check, still woman leh. How come say 男人女人都是自性空? Yeah, 自性空中没有男人没有女人, contemplate, still 还有嘞, not so easy. And 自性空 doesn't mean that you, oh, 师父, then if I contemplate, then tomorrow I stop being a woman. No. 自性空 doesn't mean that you stop being a woman. It means that you see that the womanness is empty. And that's how we transcend the attachment to gender. We transcend the attachment to I am a man, I am a woman. We transcend that. We even, at a later stage, even transcend I am a human. Even human is a fabrication of the mind. Yeah. And that's why, side topic, sometimes some seniors, we discuss about how in the West there are some who are, I don't know whether, like, is there more gender discrimination in the West or not? Yeah, but in the Western order, there seem to be a lot of focus on wanting to have equality in, gender. Even in the cultivation sin. Yeah, so much so that there are some who say, that this person want to cultivate and become a Buddha as a woman. Yeah. So, even if you attain arahanthood, yeah, even if a person attain arahanthood, the person may be, you know, last life born a man, maybe in the last life born a woman. But once you attain arahanthood, you are not attached to whether you are a man or woman anymore. Yeah. So, quite interesting sometimes when you look at some of the direction. So over here, this part, we need to revisit. I think we'll stop here. So, in one of the sutta, the Buddha described how if a farmer were to come to a undeveloped place and want to cultivate crops there, he must first remove the trees. And to remove the trees, he must use maybe an axe to chop off some of the branches, chop off the trunks. And then when all the top part of the trees are removed, then he may need to use a shovel to remove the root. But the low-lying bushes cannot be chopped off with axe. He need to switch and use maybe a machete, a parang to cut it off. And then he may need to use his hand to pull out the roots. And later on, he may find that there are weeds, then he need to continue to use his hands. But he may also, while removing weeds, he may find stones. Yeah, then he may need to use there's something, a rake, and rake the floor, yeah, the ground. And using the rake, he can remove the stone. And while raking, he may find that there's some other stone that's, you know, embedded inside the ground. Then he may need to use other tools to dig it out. So the Buddha used this to describe how, at different stages of our practice, we need to know which stage we are at, and then use different tools to overcome the different defilements that is present. If we were to, let's say, try to use, even if we say we use, let's say, anicca. For some people, there are some people, they use anicca, they can solve everything. Yeah, greed arise, anicca, no greed. Anger arise, anicca, no anger. Jealousy arise, anicca, no jealousy. Yeah. Desire arise, anicca, no desire. Everything also can. Yeah. Hungry, anicca, no hunger. Can I? Yeah. Maybe for some people, they are able to do it. Why? Because maybe they have been practicing the contemplation on anicca for a long time. Maybe their defilements are not so heavy to begin with. So in using the analogy, it's like maybe the person in the past life already cleared the big trees, so only left with the small trees. So just one parang cut everything, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But our own land that is uncultivated, maybe different one. Maybe we don't have any of the small trees that can be chopped with parang. Yeah. Maybe ours don't even have tree. Yeah, no shrubs, but a lot of stones. Then you use parang. Cut the stones, cannot. It doesn't mean that the parang is wrong, you know. It's just that we are using the wrong tool. Mm. the right tool at the right time. So the Buddha gave a lot of different teachings for different individuals at different stages. Yeah. So we need to first also assess ourselves, which stage are we at? What kind of defilements is most prominent now? This is a self-inventory check that is very crucial. After we do that, then we can know, okay, what are the practices we should be doing? Because just as... So when we are doing this, it's very crucial to really do it with honesty. In many traditions, you talk about how when we are learning from an acharya, of from a teacher, in the Tibetan tradition, it's like you must bear yourself, not literally go and bear yourself, but really be truthful. Your defilements, declare all your defilements. Yeah. Of course, if you happen to meet a teacher like the Buddha, you bear or don't bear, the Buddha can see. But question is, do you have enough merit to meet such a teacher? You don't have much. Yeah, meet this teacher, cannot see one. Then how? So, if you manage to meet one, then the teacher can guide you. But you must be open to being guided. Because the teacher can tell you, keep telling you, like this, like this, like this, but you don't want to change, you don't want to, then also bopian. But if you, whether by yourself or through the support of a teacher or a community, then we find that, actually I've been using a parang at the stone, Then, okay, you remove the stone. But sometimes the funny thing is that the stone, this is just an analogy, don't go back and ding, hey, sifu, like that wrong. But sometimes funny thing is that today you remove stone, then next week we come back, suddenly got tree. You know why? Because sometimes you are so caught up, you are getting so much stone, you don't see the tree that is after the stone. So actually the trees are also there, but right in front of you are a whole pile of stone. So bopian, you have to remove the stone first. After you remove the stone, then you see all the trees. Then go and look for the barang or the axe, chop. After you clear all the tree, then you thought, job is done. Then you see the weeds. Where did the weeds come from? Actually, they were always there. It's just that at different stages, the different defilements are more prominent, preoccupy us. So we don't see the other problem. You think about it, this very subtle attachment to the self, or attachment in different ways, a lot of us don't feel it. Actually, it's because we have grosser defilements keeping us busy. So, while we are learning the Dharma Sutra, this one is actually very piercing. The Dharma Sutra, the teaching, including the Heart Sutra, is very piercing. Some of the masters describe it. In fact, one senior ever described to me, very painful. Because this diamond cutter is used to cut ourselves. Don't go back and take a knife, cut yourself. Cut your defilements. I realize I have to be explicit, otherwise people misunderstand. So it's painful because we are meant to use it to cut our habits. And the trouble with this is, when it's painful, what happens? Our mind play tricks. It's just like when you're meditating, then when your legs are painful, then your mind will come out with 101 reasons. The most creative moment is when your legs are painful. At that point in time, ask you to write essay, perfect score. Your mind will come out with 101 reasons why you have to move. Why? At that moment, your mind will come out with all kinds of stories. So similarly, when we are learning, actually not just Dhamma Sutra, all the defilements piercing sutras, when you try to use it, then our mind, our deluded mind, will come up with all kinds of reasons. Like this, like that, like that. So you have to be careful. Otherwise, then we may end up spending a lot of time going round in circles.
Oh,好,等一下。愿消三障诸烦恼。愿消三障诸烦恼。愿得智慧真明了。愿得智慧真明了。普愿罪障悉消除。普愿罪障悉消除。时时常行菩萨道。时时常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，起立。